Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. We can go for days and weeks without food or water, but we can only go for moments without the breath. Just the chi, just the prana, the life force that energizes, animates, and permeates in and through all. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be intentional as we take three deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Hold. Before we take our next breath in, bring your attention down into the sanctuary of the heart, the cave of the soul. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 10 or so minutes that we are consciously choosing to commune with the source of all that is, the absolute mystery, the unknowable, that which we call God in us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 20 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mill. May the great birther who created you in wholeness comfort you when you call. May the name of love be your protection and rise up in your heart as a tower of strength. May all you have given in gratitude and with open hands be returned to you a hundredfold. May your heart's desires and all of love's plans for you be fulfilled in due season. Let us shout for joy as love triumphs over fear. Let our thankful hearts sing in loud acclamation to the beloved who answers our heartfelt prayers for well-being. Now I know that love comes to all who open their hearts and dwell therein, offering gifts of peace and harmony. Some may boast of wealth and personal power. They will stumble and fall. Let us boast of the one who comes in the name of love. we shall rise up strong and sure. O beloved, you who created us, you bless us with your love, for you are the divine guest dwelling within our hearts. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, you, as the psalmist says, are the divine guest dwelling in our hearts. Let us remember this truth when we feel separated from you. Let us remember this truth when we think that we are operating from our small egoic nature and that is all that exists. Let us come back to the remembrance that you are the divine guest dwelling in our hearts. That we may operate, love, and express from this truth of who we are and whose we are. To come back to the remembrance that we are one with you, the divine guest that is within. O divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. Cleanse and purify our hearts that we may be truly a cleaned vessel for which your presence is dwelling in. Purify our hearts from anything that makes us feel limited or separated from you, or separated from one of your many expressions. Purify our hearts that we may know at all times, in all ways, in all places, in all situations, that we truly are the expression of your life. For you who are the divine guest at the center of our being, permeates, animates, and exists in and through us, as you do in and through and as all things. So for all that is happening in our beautiful world at this time, while some people are experiencing extreme heat and other extreme floods and other extreme plagues of locusts, whilst they may not be in the news at this time, we know their needs are very real. So for all these people, for all these situations, for all the conditions that are happening, that may not be in our news cycle, but is still affecting our fellow and beloved brothers and sisters across the world, may you touch their hearts, may you supply their needs, as you touch our hearts and supply our needs. May we also remember and recognize that we are your hands and feet and do whatever is touched upon our souls to do. Divine beloved, ground of being, where there seems so much division and separation, let us remember truly that just as you are the divine guest within our hearts, you are the divine guest in all hearts. So even though people may express in a way that makes us forget that, help us to see through the illusion and remember this truth. For our leaders, Lord. For our leaders, Lord. Guide them. Illuminate their hearts and their consciousness that they may take strongly, seriously and honestly the responsibility for which they have taken office, that they may do right by the people for whom they have been elected to govern. So may we know that our leaders have our interest at heart. May they look beyond selfish needs, greeds, politics, and come back to the remembrance we truly are one kind, humankind, one race, the human race. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. For those who have no one to pray for them, for those who have no one to call their name, for those that are suffering from various illnesses, be it COVID or anything else, for those that have lost loved ones that are grieving, for those who've lost their jobs or are losing their jobs, for those that are feeling the mental, emotional pressures of this time, for all the needs that exist in this human form. I surrender them to you now. For only you know what to do and how to do it. For your infinite grace, your endless wisdom, your eternal mercy, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as you let this prayer resonate within your being. And I unmute the phones this morning's affirmation. Repeat after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating
brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing
unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal
and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in as we allow that prayer of intention to truly resonate within us. Beloved, I wish you a very happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connections.